Rudy Vallee presents The Green Show, welcoming tonight the new Dominion chain in Canada to our NBC network.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
No other shampoo, only Green shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Hello, Green Show, Rudy Vallee speaking.
Greetings, Rudy, my little green boy. This is your effervescent house guest, Monty Woolley. I have just heard you on the Abbott and Costello program, and I would like to say that you were very good.
Oh, thank you. Really?
Yes, I would like to say it, but I can't.
Well, I can't understand why you say that, Mr. Woolley. I thought my personality came through.
Exactly. However, as Frank Sinatra said when he was looking for his muscle, that is neither here nor there.
You leave me speechless, the writers tell me.
Be that as it may, the purpose of my call is to inform you that I have decided to use your garden to run a bazaar to raise money for my favorite charity.
To raise money for your favorite charity? And what is that?
Me.
That I should have guessed.
I'd suggest that you invite Abbott and Costello to the bazaar, Rudy. It is highly possible that one of them might win the valuable article I am raffling off. A copy of Forever Amber.
Forever Amber? You mean the memoirs of the female Carbon Casanova?
Precisely. I have been reading her story, and it's fascinating how many husbands she had.
How far have you gotten in the book?
I'm up to chap 6. Hurry here as soon as you can, Rudy. The garden is truly a bewitching spot. The orchestra playing softly. The couples dancing in the dark.
The couples dancing in the dark? Why don't you turn on the lights?
Well, if I did, they'd have to dance. Ah, it is truly the very epitome of romance. There is wine in the air.
Really?
Yes. When I sprayed the flowers, I couldn't find the arsenic, so I used champagne.
Champagne?
Yes, the effect is startling. The fireflies are really lit up.
Well, I hope the ladybugs are not forgetting to be ladies.
No, but the geraniums are really potted. And the dogwood is chasing the pussy willows.
The dogwood chasing the pussy willows? That's impossible.
You think so? Listen. Silly boy.
Well, I guess Abbott and Costello might be interested in going to Mr. Woolley's bazaar. Oh, Truman Bradley. While I go through my number, would you run across the street to the ice cream parlor, the Tropics, you know, and ask Bud and Lou to meet me at my home later? They're in there having an ice cream soda.
Oh, certainly, Rudy. And say, while I'm at it, I think I'll bring back some chocolate ice cream for myself. How about you?
All right, but not chocolate. As General MacArthur always said, I'll take Manila.
Dear one, I will be waiting, no matter how long you've been away. Yearning for your returning, each lonely moment will seem a day. We'll keep the home fires bright, and hope and pray each night. No matter where you go, you'll be all right. Dear one, and while I'm waiting, I know that somewhere you'll be waiting too.
Most wonderful bazaar I've ever shopped at, Mr. Woolley, and you have such a wide selection of things for sale.
Exactly, madam. Now, take this very chic, daring dress, for example. You could wear it to luncheons and cocktail parties.
Luncheon and cocktail parties? Do you think I can wear it to tea?
Well, that depends on whom you want to tease.
Mr. Woolley, you're so brilliant and charming. I can stand here and listen to you talk for hours.
Oh, thank you. So can I.
However, I'm more interested in something for the house. You see, my husband's away from home most of the time, and I get so lonesome.
No, I understand. Well, perhaps you'd care to purchase this parrot.
Does it talk?
No, madam, you are perfectly safe.
Mr. Woolley, you may deliver the bird to my home. And when you do, I'd like to have you stay for a while.
Madam, before I do, we must make one point clear. Do you think I am the type of person that would make love to another man's wife?
Oh, why, of course I don't.
Silly girl.
Bye now.
Oh, hello, Mr. Woolley. I overheard what you said to that woman, and frankly, I am surprised that you, of all people, would not be more choosy.
Well, Rudy, when I was a younger man, I would say no, definitely no, to most women. When you get to be my age, you must change.
In what way?
You've got to accentuate the positive.
I get it, I think.
Perhaps you would care to purchase one of those articles which I have bought at auction. For example, now, how about this set of husband and wife bath towels with he and she embroidered on them?
Just a moment, Mr. Woolley. This is not a matched set. There's only one with he on it and eight with she.
Oh, yes. That's the set I bought from Tommy Manville. Now, perhaps you would care to buy this smoking jacket I purchased at a fire sale. Only $2.
$2 for a smoking jacket? How can you sell it that cheaply?
It's still smoking. Now, how about buying this hooked rug?
Mr. Woolley, that happens to have come from my living room.
Of course. That's where I hooked it from. Ah, I have something which should interest you. This stuffed lion, the result of my uncle's last hunting trip.
Really? What is it stuffed with?
My uncle. You'll have to pardon me, Rudy. I must ascertain if the costumes arrive for the play I am putting on for the guests.
Very well. I shall wander around, look over your bazaar.
Kisses? Kisses? Who wants to kiss me? $1 kiss, $1 kiss.
Okay, sister. Here goes. Well, how was that?
Very good. Here's your dollar.
Well, well, if it isn't Irene Cashmere, my other boarder. Wasn't that you making all that rumpus in the back porch last night, Irene?
Yes, it was, Rudy. I was sitting on the hammock with a marine I met when suddenly the lights went out and I had a real battle on my hands.
Gracious to Betsy, and what happened?
He got away.
Perhaps your technique is at fault, Irene. You should play hard to get.
Oh, I tried that once with a soldier who had just come back from the Pacific where he hadn't seen a woman in 3 years. When he tried to kiss me, I ran up and called my grandmother down.
And what happened?
He's my grandfather now.
Well, in your case, apparently nothing seems to help.
Yes, something always goes wrong. I was once in the parlor jitterbugging with a fellow when my father came in and beat him up.
Your father beat him up because he found you two jitterbugging?
Yes. You see, father is deaf and didn't hear the music.
Well, if you would care for a bit of personal advice, Irene, I think you should try to accentuate your good features. For instance, a good mascara would bring out your eyes. A good lipstick would bring out your lips.
And what would bring out my teeth?
A good sneeze.
Oh, you feel that way now, Mr. Woolley, but you won't when you get used to me. My face grows on people.
Really? I'm glad it didn't grow on me.
Oh, Mr. Woolley, the orchestra's about to play. Would you like to dance with me?
Would I like to dance with you? As Horace so aptly put it in Latin, integer vitis, scelerisque purus, non agit pauris, jaculis nec arcu. English translation. Come, madam.
Gosh, gee. Everybody dances but me. What's wrong with me anyway, Rudy?
Well, you have some nice features, Irene, but as Mr. Woolley says, you've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative.
I overheard what Rudy said, and he's right, Irene. So much of glamour is simply a matter of stressing good points. For instance, if you were to fix your hair becomingly, if you always kept your hair glossy and silky smooth, you'd have a totally different aspect.
Aspect? Do we need one of those, too?
Now, seriously, Irene. Lovely, shining, caressable hair is one of the first things a man notices about a girl. That's why it's a shame for any girl to let her hair look dull and lifeless. Drab hair could be caused just by the shampoo she's using. For most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. Why not try Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner? Dreen never leaves any dulling film. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. And Dreen completely removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. Besides, this new Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner that leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. Remember, Irene, no other shampoo. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bradley.
Well, here we are on the dance floor, Mr. Woolley. Is there any particular dance step you excel at?
Yes, the San Diego Shuffle. I put my arms around you like this. You grab hold of my ears.
I grab hold of your ears? What for?
Well, I want to know where your hands are. I have quite a bit of money in my pocket.
Very well done, Mr. Duvall. You and the Orcs were magnificent.
Hey, Rudy!
Oh, heavens, it's Abbott and Costello.
Say, Rudy, you've got quite a place here. And that's a marvelous swimming pool.
And I don't like pools. Me and my Uncle Artie Stebbins went swimming in one yesterday all day, and we only moved 4 feet.
You and your uncle swam all day, and you only moved 4 feet? How come?
That's all the feet we had.
Yes, I guess we have to expect that from one of Costello's mentality. He doesn't have a very high IQ.
I don't have a what?
High IQ. High IQ.
Thanks. High IQ, too. High IQ very much.
Now, Costello, the reason I invited you down here was to try to make up for not giving you a chance to act when I was on your show tonight. I want to make up because I don't like grudges.
That's all right. I don't like grudges either. I always keep my car outside all night.
No. Rudy means he doesn't want you to dislike him.
Oh, I couldn't dislike him. I like everybody, even little insects. I like moths and spiders and pussy pillows.
Pussy pillows? You mean caterpillars.
I'm talking about the little baby ones. I love little insects. I even raise pet flies.
You raise flies?
Yep. Last night, one of my little baby flies got sick.
Oh, that's too bad. Did the baby fly cry?
Yeah, and his mother had to walk the ceiling with him all night.
Costello, I like you. You have a kind heart. I'm going to do you a big favor.
Yeah? What?
I'm going to try to get you a job in pictures as a stunt man.
Stunt man? What's that?
Why, it's simple, Costello. For example, if they needed someone to jump off a cliff in a picture and you took the job, what would you be?
A darn fool.
No. I'll show you what a stunt man is. Now, just suppose Lana Turner and Van Johnson are making a picture.
What picture?
The name is superfluous.
That's not a very good name for a picture.
No. He means the title is inconsequential.
That's no improvement.
Costello, the name of the picture is... Oh, anything you care to have it be, just as long as we get on with this thing.
You'll never have enough room on a theater marquee for all that. What's the name of the picture?
Never mind the title. The picture is with Lana Turner and Van Johnson. As the story opens, Lana Turner is riding a horse through the park.
What park?
What difference? What park? Park? What park?
Any give it a, park. Give it to me in English now.
Don't make any difference. It's in a park.
So what?
Well, it makes a lot of difference. If it's Griffith Park,
oh,
my mother won't let me go there.
Why not?
She hates the place. That's where she met my father.
No. All right. It's another park. Lana Turner's riding a horse through the park. Suddenly, her horse becomes frightened and he runs away with her. Look, there they go, heading down the road.
Which way? What's the difference which way?
I want to know where to look. getting the thing out of my kiss or I couldn't see it.
The horse is coming down the road. You, Lou, you're sitting on a bench in the park.
With a girl?
No, you're there all alone.
Why should I be? I wash my undies with the right soap.
Okay, you're there with a girl.
And we're necking.
You're not necking.
Want to bet?
Suddenly, Van Johnson comes running through the park, and he sees Lana Turner and the frightened horse bearing down upon him. That's where you go to work.
Not me. I'm too busy on a bench.
Now. But you're the stunt man. You take Van Johnson's place and throw yourself in front of the horse.
Not me.
But, Costello, you've got to save Lana Turner.
Let Van Johnson save her. I don't even know that girl. Oh, myself in front of a horse.
You must save her. It's a tense situation. The horse has gone berserk. He is mad.
I've got to risk my life, and he's mad? That didn't sound like me, did it? How much money do I get for this?
Money? Money? Why, you're just learning to be a stuntman. It's the experience you need.
Oh, it's the experience I need.
Now then, the horse is racing toward you. He's frothing at the mouth. You jump in front of him and grab him by the mane.
By the mane what?
The mane, Costello. Mane! Where do you find horse's hair?
In a cheap sofa.
No, never mind. Now, as you cling to the horse's neck, there's a terrific struggle. He drags you for miles, but you hold on to the end.
I thought I'd hold on to the mane.
All right.
Please. Now, at last the horse stumbles over you and throws you to the ground with terrific force.
Where am I?
Underneath.
That's a horse on me.
How much money do you...
How much money did you say I get
for this? Forget the money. It's the experience you need.
Oh, it's the experience I need.
And then, with a sigh of gratitude, Lana Turner jumps off the horse into the hero's arms.
Into my arms?
What do you mean, into your arms? Van Johnson is the hero. He bends down and kisses Lana tenderly.
Well, what's the big idea? I saved her. Why can't I kiss her?
But, Costello, you're not being paid for kissing Lana Turner.
What do I care about the money? It's the experience.
Oh, what's the use? Well, Mr. Woolley has asked me to sing at this bazaar. Perhaps after that I can persuade Mr. Woolley to teach you how to be the hero type.
You might forget about the spring, the song of birds upon the wing, but when our lips no longer cling, will you remember me? You might forget about the fall, the sigh of leaves that fade and fall, but when tonight's beyond recall, will you remember me? The stars may close their eyes and leave the skies. Night winds forget to sing. The years may wander by, but darling, I will love just you forever. You might forget about the rain. Some other lips may start a flame, but on the road to lover's lane, will you remember? About the rain, some other lips may start a flame, but on the road to lover's lane, will you remember me?
Rudy, I'm in a bit of a dither. The young actor I hired for my play tonight was hit by a truck while driving down here, and his hair turned completely white.
His hair turned completely white?
Yes, it was a milk truck.
I may have a lead for your play. Oh, Bud, Lou, come over here, will you, boy?
Coming, Rudy.
Here we are.
Fellas, I'd like you to meet the world's finest motion picture actor.
Hiya, lassie.
My dear young man, you are decidedly a little runt. And when I say runt, I mean ignorant. I am Wooly, the Wooly.
Hiya, thee. I am Costello. Lou T. Costello.
What is the T for?
Because I don't like coffee.
Quiet, Costello. Mr. Wooly, I'm Bud Abbott. You've heard our radio program, I take it?
I have heard your radio program, and you can have it. I made a careful analysis of the Abbott and Costello show, and there are just two things wrong with it.
What's that?
Abbott and Costello.
Now, wait a minute, Wooly. You don't know who you're talking to.
Such horrible grammar. Not who, whom.
Whom? Okay. You don't know whom you're talking to.
I suggested that Costello enlist your aid as a dramatic coach, Mr. Wooly. You see, he's interested in becoming the romantic lover in pictures.
Yes, I would have loved to play Charles Boyer's part in Gaslight. Gee, do you think I'd stand a chance with Ingrid Bergman in Gaslight?
With your face, your chances would be much better with no light at all.
Mr. Wooly, I want so much to be a lover in pictures, to take Ingrid Bergman in my arms and kiss her for the first time, kiss her for the third time, kiss her for the fifth time.
What happens to the second and fourth time?
She kisses me. I don't want to do all the work.
Very well, Costello. I shall initiate you into the essentials of histrionics. Now, first repeat this Shakespearean phrase after me. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I've come to bury Caesar.
Lend me your ears. I've come to bury Caesar? That's awful silly.
Silly?
How can you bury Caesar in anybody's ears?
That's the way Shakespeare wrote it.
He did? I'd like to talk to him.
But it so happens that Shakespeare is dead.
Then they're burying the wrong guy.
My dear young man, you are undoubtedly unsuited for the stage, both intellectually and physically. You'll never get anywhere with that thick head of hair.
Now, you leave my hair out of it?
Very well. You'll never get anywhere with that thick head.
That's much better. I mean, that's... Why don't you keep quiet?
Now, listen. Please, Mr. Wooly. Won't you give Costello another pointer on dramatics?
Oh, very well. This is a lesson in diction. Have to learn it. Costello, repeat this phrase after me. Good girls get gladiola gardens going gladly.
Would you say that again, please?
Good girls get gladiola gardens going gladly.
Say it once more, please.
Once more, didn't you hear me?
Yes, but I like to watch your Adam's apple when you talk.
Get me out of here!
Oh, please don't go, Mr. Wooly. I tried to help you secure an actor, and I tried to help out Lou and Bud. Now, I'd appreciate all of you joining me in my translation of the old French-Canadian song, Alouette. Alouette, gentle Alouette, Alouette, you're a pretty thing. How I like your pretty hair.
How I like your pretty hair.
Pretty hair.
The pretty hair.
Alouette.
Alouette. Whoa.
Alouette, gentle Alouette, Alouette, you're a pretty thing. How I like your lovely eyes.
How I like your lovely eyes.
Lovely eyes.
Lovely eyes.
A pretty hair.
A pretty hair.
Alouette.
Alouette.
Oh, Alouette, gentle Alouette, Alouette, you're a pretty thing. How I like your lovely nose.
How I like your lovely nose.
The lovely nose.
Lovely nose.
The lovely eyes.
Lovely eyes.
The pretty hair.
A pretty hair.
Alouette.
Alouette.
Alouette, gentle Alouette, Alouette, you're a pretty thing. How I like your lovely mouth.
Your lovely mouth.
The lovely mouth.
The lovely mouth.
The lovely nose.
Lovely nose.
The lovely eyes.
The lovely eyes.
The pretty hair.
The pretty hair.
Alouette.
Alouette.
Alouette. Alouette. Alouette. Alouette. Alouette. You're a pretty thing. How I love your graceful form.
How I love your graceful form.
A graceful form.
Graceful form.
A lovely mouth.
A lovely mouth.
A lovely nose.
A lovely nose.
A lovely eye.
A lovely eye.
Pretty hair. Pretty, pretty hair.
A pretty hair.
Done with green. Ooh.
Alouette, you're a lovely
lady.
Who wants to buy a ticket on a raffle?
What are you raffling off?
A case of Dreen shampoo. Would you care to take a chance?
Oh, yes, indeed, but you don't take a chance on Dreen. There's simply no other shampoo that gives you the unique combination of beauty advantages you find in Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Why, lustrous, glowing hair is almost a synonym for Dreen. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It never leaves any dulling film, as all soaps do, but brings out all the shining beauty. And now that this new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. Whether you use it at home or at your favorite beauty shop, you will be wise to groom your hair for glamour. Use Dreen. No other shampoo. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Well, so long, Rudy. Mr. Woolley.
So long. Goodbye, Lou. Goodbye, Bud.
Goodbye, boys. Sorry we had no time for the playoff. Yes, before you go, Costello, you don't think I meant all those things I said about you, do you?
Of course not.
Silly boy.
Here's a tip for you ladies in the United States where meat rationing is in effect. You can get extra red points for your weekend shopping. Just remember to take that tin of used fats to your meat dealer. He'll give you 2 red points, 2 precious red points for every pound. That's a mighty worthwhile bonus, isn't it?
Rudy Vallee will present another Dreen show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood with Monty Woolley and Irene Ryan. The Dreen show is written by Artie Phillips and directed by Man Holliner. Music arranged and conducted by Frank DeVall. This is Truman Bradley reminding you that no other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Coat.
A sweater.
A slip.
Give them Ivory Flakes Care.
That's our tip.
Wash tests show
that this is so.
Twice the wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear. Your clothes wear up to twice as long. And all it takes is Ivory Flakes. Is Ivory Flakes for twice the wear. You get up to twice the wear. Your clothes wear up to twice.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.